Okay, well, I'm going to go through a few common scenarios in breast cancer in the adjuvant and metastatic setting. And I want to hear from you a little bit about how reported trials would affect this kind of situation, and then what kinds of new trials patients like this might be offered. And I want to start with one of the most common situations that an oncologist sees in practice. And fortunately, because of greater use of mammography, we're seeing more patients with node-negative tumors. We're seeing most people getting sentinel node biopsies. We know that most of breast cancer is ER positive. You add all that up, and there are a lot of people presenting to consider adjuvant therapy who have node negative, ER positive, and we're going to say a HER2 negative tumor. And one of the issues there is, of course, the use of hormonal therapy because it's an ER positive tumor, but also the question of where adjuvant chemotherapy fits in.
Well, I think we've seen over the last few years that patients who are hormone receptor positive clearly respond very well to hormonal therapy. So at the same time that we've become more aggressive with chemotherapy for hormone positive patients and node negative patients, in fact, we've also seen a shifting emphasis that the benefit from adjuvant therapy resides more and more in the endocrine therapy, and with chemotherapy adding proportionately less when the patient has an ER-positive tumor. So one of the things that I've personally been doing in this group of patients is making use of the Oncotype DX test very frequently for node-negative patients. And if I have a patient with what I would consider a favorable hormone-positive state with a relatively small tumor, or even a patient with a T2 tumor, I will frequently, in the node-negative setting, obtain an Oncotype DX. And the TAILOR-Rx trial is actually testing this approach because it's taking patients who fall into this category and sorting them by the Oncotype DX test, which is a test that takes the paraffin-embedded tumor tissue by looking at a number of gene expression, sorts the patients into low risk, intermediate risk, and high risk for recurrence at 10 years after treatment with tamoxifen alone. And one can use that either clinically or to participate in the TAILOR-Rx study, which is an intergroup trial that is looking at that group of patients with the intermediate risk and saying those patients can either get chemotherapy or not get chemotherapy, and they're randomized there to see how they do, with the assumption that patients in the low-risk group will do perfectly fine with hormonal therapy alone, and those in the high-risk group will do better with hormonal therapy and chemotherapy. In fact, actually, most patients are in the intermediate risk group, and that's where the clinical decision-making difficulty occurs.
Now, you mentioned the TAILOR-X trial, and one of the things that's very interesting, as you mentioned, is that in that study, the patients who have the intermediate score, where we're not really sure whether chemotherapy is going to be helpful, undergo randomization to either get chemotherapy, which I guess is within reason almost most of the types of chemotherapy available that we can use, or not. And that's a pretty big difference in terms of quality of life. How do you find people responding to that idea, patients?
It's actually a difficult issue for patients when you talk to them about randomization there. They accept the fact that there is uncertainty, but it's been difficult to get some physicians and patients engaged in that idea. Many community oncologists have adopted the belief that a brief course of chemotherapy, even in the setting of endocrine-responsive tumors, adds benefit. And so I think we're probably in an era where we're somewhat overtreating patients, and that's based on not having genomic markers or biological markers to clearly indicate who would be most responsive to endocrine therapy alone or to chemotherapy. And I think we're rapidly moving out of this era of one size fits all, and the TAILOR-X study is one good example of that, actually the largest example of that.